Hello, hello, hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Kim Williams of Love Truth Ministry, of the Love Truth Ministry Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome, my Blog Talk Radio friends, as well as Facebook. I like to read what I write, so I won't forget nothing. Again, welcome to the Love Truth Ministry Show. I am your host, Kim Williams, of LoveTruthMinistry.com. I would like to take this time to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for this blessing and opportunity. I thank my listening audience for taking the time to listen to my show. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio for this platform, also Google for its browser, and Facebook for this live Facebook. Okay. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures before I go into prayer. This is prayer time. Psalms 119, verse 105. Thy word is the lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Romans 1:16. I am not, Romans 1, verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. And one more, Psalms 33:12. Blessed is the nation whose God is Lord, and the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. Again, this is the Love Truth Show. And this is on every Wednesday, usually at 2:30, today a little late. Stays after 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But every Tuesday, every Wednesday at 2:30, I do my prayer. And Monday, you can catch me on Blog Talk Radio, Underneath for Christianity, Love Truth Show, at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Blog Talk. Wednesday, usually at 2:30, it's Facebook. Also, Monday and some certain days during the week, it varies, I do announcements. So after I end this one, I'm going to start another Facebook Live in which I just do announcements. Because I'm Kim Williams. Okay, I would like to read. I'm going to go to Nehemiah chapter 8. Verse 10. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet. Send portion unto them to whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our God, unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Is your strength. Now, read these scriptures, certain ones, because I'm thinking about the folks. That's everywhere, but the folks who dealing with the hurricane Irma and Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Hosea is on the path, which I pray peace be still to that, as well as storms in our own personal lives. So I'm going to go to, and everything easy for me to get to, but you know I'm on camera. That's not easy right now. 18:10. Or Proverbs, and that say, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. I'm going to go over to Isaiah. Again, I had everything. 41:10. Fear thou not. For I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. He will uphold you with his righteousness. I'm going to go to 40:29. And it says, this is Isaiah again 40, verse 29. I went with Isaiah 41, verse 10. And it says, he gives power to the faint and to them that have no might. He increased strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint, and not faint. The Lord is powerful. He's awesome. He's love. And long we remember that we will have our strength. We will have our strength. The last one I'm going to read is Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Now I'm going to prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to your throne room and give you thanks and praise for all who's on this call, who all will be getting on the call. I pray that each heart, each ear that hears this, will hear your voice, will hear your love, will feel your presence, God. Regardless, they live in the Caribbean, in Florida, in Texas, in Georgia, in Alabama, in California, anywhere in this world who we're dealing with some type of destruction, dealing with the weather pattern, the ecosystem. God, we just ask you to touch them, dealing with mudslides, earthquakes in Mexico. Dear God, we just ask and we believe and we seek your face and your love. As you say, seek the kingdom of God with all our heart, soul, spirit, and mind. I can well, and those on this phone who stand in agreement with me is seeking your faith, seeking your love, seeking your word, your truth. So as we just think about the greatness of you, we just grateful, we have so much gratitude, and we love you, God. We say hallelujah, hallelujah to you. We thank you for your blood. We thank you for your joy. God, I ask that every person who's dealing with this, with a loss of a loved one, a loss of their mind, a loss of their being, don't know which direction to go into. We just ask that you just lift them up the only you can. We pray that those who left this earth due to a storm or another type of storm that knew you as a personal Savior had entered into the gates of Thanksgiving, entered into your presence. And we ask that their loved ones, you just comfort them and give them strength. We pray that those without home will have a home soon. If they have to rebuild a home, we pray with all the donations that's going in for so many different forms from around the world to help the people around the world. We know the people here in the United States, but people in the Caribbean, people in other places, that we as God's children, as your child, God, doing those things we can do. Some have money can give, some have offering prayer, some offering prayer money. Some offering prayer money and they're there to do whatever they can do. Some all they can do is be there. So we just pray to be able to build homes for people, safety, protection, a place of being. So they realize they can see your face and your people, and they can feel that the embrace of your arm touching them. When a person hugging them, that they realize it's you that's actually hugging them. It's you that's actually touching them, God. We just ask you to wipe away their tears and give them an inner strength, an inner peace that they know that you are with them, even through this storm, this heartache, this pain. Oh, Heavenly Father, I continue to pray for all the school children going back to school, say travel to, from school, or if they're homeschool, regardless of where they are, we just say, safe travel, a beautiful, safe day in school, a day of active learning, a day of peace and joy. We thank you for keeping the bullies away and keeping children from being bullies. Remove the bully spirit out of them, the evil spirit out of them, the mean spirit out of them, that they walk in love and peace towards each other. We ask every man, woman, boy, girl speak love towards each other. not only when a disaster happens, me giving or thinking of my people, or tears is just dropping from my eyes because we see the heartache on TV, but truly love person, but lift people up in prayer and speaking life over each other. Love each other as you call us and love each other, God. We thank you for your son. We thank you for your amazing grace. And we stand in agreement with you, God, because this is your will. Stand in agreement that we operate as your children, looking out for each other. So I pray you hear, I know you hear this prayer. I believe you hear this prayer. So I declare by the power of you, Jesus Christ, the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega, and in the end, the one true living God, that you hear our prayer, and the children around the globe are being healed right now. Healed physically, mentally, spiritually, psychologically. They've been comforted from loss of a loved one, and their lives are being rebuilt with a new home, clothes, food, whatever they need during this time. And the homeless people who have already been out there, homeless, we pray that you give them the strength where they can have a new home, a place to call home, being late, right, mindful, whatever reason they out street. We lift them up. We ask you again, peace be still with anything else going on in the weather pattern. Then with Hurricane Irma, the tropical storm, and to this Hurricane Jose out there. For anything else, rather it's something that's the atmosphere, just natural occurrences, or because man is tapping with your earth and it causes certain things to happen, or it's the spirit from the devil. You say the devil is, you know, prince of the air. So we rebuke his warfare. Or it could be something you might not, some people might not want to look at. Actually, the Bible, things come to pass. But we know all things will. So I thank you, God, in Jesus' holy name for this time. I lift you up, God. I thank you, Blog Talk Radio. Listener who listen in while I'm on Facebook. And trying to do this at the same time. So I got the phone to my face if you're looking at me live. Because I'm also trying to do Blog Talk at the same time. So Blog Talk Radio. Audience, thank you. In agreement, share it with your loved ones, family, friends, acquaintance. Let's stand in prayer together. Join me on Facebook Live. I'm going to end this Facebook Live when I do my announcement. Again, I'll see you again, if not today, I will see you again every Monday on Love Truth on Blog Talk Radio. Go to the Christian Network at 1 o'clock. P.M. Eastern Standard Time, and my topic is What God Loves Means to Me. On Tuesday morning, I do a prayer at 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, praying for a fallen nation. On Wednesday afternoon to Thursday, it will be, again, prayer and with some announcements during the week. So I'm looking for a hand from y'all, please. Leave a message, make a comment, say something. Love you in Jesus' name. Y'all take care. God bless. Have a great day in Jesus' name. Because this is the day that the Lord has made, that my Lord has made. I will rejoice, we shall rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that my Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that our Lord has made. Remember, it doesn't matter if you can sing or not, you're lifting up the name of Jesus, and that's powerful. So rejoice and be glad in it. Take care. From Love Truth Ministry, you can go to www.lovetruthministry.com to find out more about me and my ministry. But first of all, my ministry is all about Jesus Christ. I'm just pointing you to him. It's about Jesus. Love y'all. Take care.